Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Go crazy.
Let's get nuts. What a shocker. Prince again in the music news. 23 and change past the hour. The family has announced a tribute concert in honor of Prince's memory. Stevie Wonder is going to highlight a Prince tribute concert in St. Paul, Minnesota on the 13th of next month. His musical friends all will be there, like Christina Aguilera, Chaka Khan, John Mayer, Tori Kelly, Anita Baker, Dougie Fresh, Luke James, Bilal, and Mint Condition.
Mint Condition's great. I saw them open for Prince the one time I got to see Prince. Yeah. Yeah, they're great.
Morris Day and the Time.
Even better.
That's awesome.
Judith Hill. Liv
She's
Warfield.
She's phenomenal. Yep.
New Power Generation. Third Eyed Girl. All performing at the Prince Family Tribute.
That is one heck of a lineup.
Special. There would be a TV special wrapped around that.
I hope so.
You can be sure of that. Oh, somebody will do that. October 13th. Next up, musically, the name Julian Lennon in the musical news today. He's got a photography exhibit. The forests have died. He's been the star of six albums, but then he turned to photography a couple of years ago. Says, I'm always doing music, recording a new version of Saltwater, which laments poverty and environmental devastation, being time for Christmas. He has stripped away the harmonies of the original to make the song an expression of sort of raw, guttural pain. He says this is more relevant than ever.
Yeah. He's actually, I saw one of his exhibits, his photography exhibits. He's actually very talented. Well, I mean, it's not surprising.
You know, magazines,
That's why he's a photographer now, is because he's more worried about the message of his song than he is the song itself.
Yeah.
You know, if you were Marvin Gaye and you're doing What's Going On, he wrote the song first and then he incorporated the message.
Yeah.
Julian Lennon is all about what the blank is going on with the world. I'm going to write a song about it, and it gets lost.
All right,
well,
let's
he's gotten
move.
A good endorsement from U2. He's been friendly with them and
Bono.
has photographed them on tour. So
U2 is another great example. The music came first, and then they incorporated the message.
Yeah.
You always said that they got their message from the Bible.
They do.
Well,
most
originally.
Of their music, incorporates some kind of biblical verse.
All right, next up, singer JoJo. Got a new single. This is her first album in 10 years. Been locked up in limbo battling with a record company. We've never heard that story before. She's been acting, apparently, so she can make some dough to pay her legal bills. New album, though, called Mad Love. What do you know about this, Victoria?
This is, her fans are really excited about this. This is the first single called Mad Love as well. The album drops October 14th, and she's got a big voice, and her fans are just really happy she's back.
What's her background? I don't know. Remember her from 10 years ago.
Disney kid.
Oh,
Nickelodeon kid from a long time ago.
All right, got it. There's the recognition factor. 28 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 3-time All-Star is also a 2-time American League MVP. He slammed 434 homers, knocked in 1,400 runs, and has a career 295 average. But lack of support knocked him off the Hall of Fame ballot.
And Gonzalez sends this one deep to left field. It is way back, and it is way out of here.
So where is Juan Gonzalez now? Juan is back in Puerto Rico, where he now owns the local semi-pro team in Vega Baja. Juan helps out around his community with the promise of minimal media attention. In 2007, Juan was named in the Mitchell Report as someone who reportedly had taken steroids. He's defended his innocence with little help from Jose Canseco.
So you were an eyewitness to seeing Palmeiro, Gonzalez, Rodriguez.
Absolutely. I injected them.
Jose Canseco, still sticking it to Juan Gonzalez. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling said,
"We do not need magic to change the world. We carry all the power we need inside ourselves already. We have the power to imagine better."
You have the power to imagine a better world, to make a difference in your own life and the life of others. Your imagination flows from your unique genetic makeup and your personal experiences.
No one else on earth can duplicate what you have and who you are. You are truly one of a kind.
It's up to you to live up to the potential that is within you. Just imagine.
Imagine what you can do to make a difference in the lives of others.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.